All right, before I run off for the rest of this party, the Frog Microsoft South by Southwest Interactive party, I have to announce some exciting news this year. It's called that because we're working with the Coding for Fun group. They've brought awesome experiences and energy to the party, and it's just been a pleasure to have Frog and Microsoft working together to bring people the only really interactive party at South by Southwest Interactive. Not only that, but it's lifetime-sized boxing robots. All right, I got things to do.
All right, so you can't ask for a better introduction than the one that Jared Ficklin just gave you. Jared, of course, from Frog. Clint, we are standing here with one of your brilliant creations, you, of course.
It's not just me.
Not just you.
We have Brian Peek and Rick Barraza helped create our wonderful new toys.
And what are you calling these? BattleBots?
We're calling them Boxing Bots.
Boxing Bots.
Boxing Bots.
So what exactly have you done? What are they?
So basically, if you've watched the movie Real Steel or played a board game, it's very inspired by those. So we leverage Kinect for Windows SDK, get a full body skeletal track, and we basically telepresence with the robot. So if you go forward, the robot goes forward. If you strafe, it strafes. If you punch, it punches.
Okay, but now here you're controlling it with a remote control.
Yes.
So how does it connect?
This is called referee mode.
Okay.
So basically, if we deem a dangerous situation, we can instantly stop the robots. It's our safety switch.
If someone's in trouble.
Yeah, safety third. But and then we can also test to verify, hey, does everything work?
Okay, now what about the hardware behind us? Because the bottom half looks eerily familiar. To what you had going on in the sort of
the Kinect lounge chair.
Yeah, yes. So talk about that. So wheels that go in any direction.
So they're omnidirectional wheels. This is actually repurposed hardware. It's a brand new frame. So we actually reduced it from, I think it was about 50 inches, down to 40 inches, which meant trying to figure out how to fit basically 3 square feet of worth of stuff into 1 square foot worth of stuff.
Wow.
So it was interesting. Got it done. It worked.
Okay, and these are
brand new. So
scale Everlast punching gloves.
Yes, yes. and then we have 2.5-gallon compressed air tanks in the back to make us be able to punch along with pop the head up.
Okay. And how is a winner discerned? Does the punch and go body blow?
Yeah, it's a body blow. So we have 2 switches in here. So I click it.
Here. Oh. We're talking to these people here.
So if we put, when the game's going, if the chest gets hit, we read it, and then the health ring drops off.
Okay. And so you go for just the chest, or do you also
just
go for the head? Just
so
the chest.
Because we built these basically beginning of February. We started planning it in January. Beginning of February, we started building. So, I mean, we only had a month to do it. So basically, it can punch one way.
Gotcha.
It can't uppercut. It's just body blows.
And now, does the blue or the red or have a history of winning? Is one stronger than the other?
Basically, if you go up against me, historically, you will win. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I've ever won with my own robots. I have not won.
So we'll each be standing at our own Kinect sensors.
Yeah. So one
at opposing sides of the ring.
Opposing sides. With we have a wonderful user interface designed by Rick Barraza.
Okay.
And then all the networking code is written by Brian Peek.
And is it a one punch and you're out, or how?
No,
three?
If you get eight times,
okay,
then the get matches up, your head pops up, and you get the wonderful X.
All right, well, let's do it. Me versus Clint.
I'm good. Let's go.
Go. Your referee, umpire, coach, guardian, angel, and he's gonna teach you what to do.
Absolutely.
And while he's teaching, we're gonna teach the entire audience because we only want to have to do this once. You ready? Give it to him, Rick.
Okay, so here's how you play the game. When you see the interface, can we reset the skeletons? Brian, reset so it can lock on? Okay, so you see it has you locked on now, your skeleton. Kind of step on the X, like a regular boxer's position, kind of spread your feet, hands up. Now, as you put your hands up, you'll see that the wings get full power. So keep your hands back, and then straight punch. Just a straight forward punch. See that? That would have been perfect. I would have fired a punch. So try with your left. Good. That would have been a punch. So now the triangle is you top down. So with your legs spread, if you just kind of take a forward step and lean. knee. That would be moving forward, a back step, kind of pivoting. That's moving back, and you can also side scoop. These are omnidirectional wheels, so the robots can scrape, they can rotate and everything, exactly right. So if you set it yourself, you should be good to go. Let me reset your robot over here. So these are 700-pound boxing robots in a crowd full of drunk Austinites, right? So we are in rough mode. I can take over at any time, but you guys along the rope, I'm just saying, it's up to you if you want to be in the first row, okay? So we're getting ready to start. Let me make sure. Okay, it's over on you, yeah. And Jesse, you're over there? Clint, is Jesse good to go? Not yet? All right. Almost ready. Do you want to take over while?
Yeah. So essentially, you know, float like a butterfly. Like a boxing
box.
Keep these up. So, you know, you want to keep the shoulders balanced, loosen the hips, you know.
So the best thing to do, keep your
Clint's
hands up.
Ready.
Just a little
more. Okay, Blue is ready. Is Red ready? Yeah. Are you ready? Let's go. Yeah, she's ready. She's ready. There we go. 3, 2, 1. Box. Go. Oh.
Sorry, she won.